This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
662-851-2070.
Enjoy an array of hot and healthy dishes with today's Berks deal. $25 to Humdinger's Restaurant for only $15. With entrees built around freshly grilled fish, chicken, and vegetables. Get yours at GetMyBerks.com.
So if you want or need legal guidance, and you want to deal with trustworthy guys who will make you feel comfortable and speak your language, get in touch with Eskins, King, and Marnie. You can call them day or night at 528-8888. That's Eskins, King, and Marnie. They're on the web, EskinsKing.com.
Spending the summer seeing all 50 states.
Ready, jump!
From 13,000 feet in the air. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready. Check in online today.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's time to win your Radio.com cash.
Download the Radio.com app, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, and win $1,000 right now with this code word this hour.
All right, you got a chance to win $1,000 right now. Pick up your phone and text the word CRAB, C-R-A-B. Text CRAB to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Your 1 o'clock keyword is CRAB. Text CRAB, C-R-A-B, to 72881 now for your chance to win a grand. Connor will have another chance for you to win a grand coming up right at 2 o'clock. But right now, you got plenty of time. Text the word CRAB, C-R-A-B, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 with 92.9. Good luck.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from. So as you guys know, I am now in a 2018 Jeep Wrangler. It's the best car I've ever driven. I'm telling you the truth. Leather seats, premium audio, hard top, let it down, turn the music up, turn up 92.9. Nothing like it. You can't beat it. They got more of them at Atlanta's Auto Sales. So whether you're looking for that or a small SUV, a large SUV, compact car, luxury car, truck or van, it's all out there waiting on you. Price is starting at just $29.90. Their finance team can assist you with securing affordable options on any pre-owned vehicle. Plus, if you're looking for a specific vehicle that they don't have in stock, let them know, and they're going to find it for you. Most importantly, they have a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for your vehicle. They got lots of goals out at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that's to ensure that you, the customer, are completely satisfied. So let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or you can visit them on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Jeff Calkins will join us at 1:25. He's on the way back from Michigan. So we will talk to him about a number of things. So tonight, as you guys point out, the NFL rages on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Preseason though, I mean, it's just preseason.
Dude,
it's,
I don't. What are you talking about? This time of year, you want anything?
I don't like preseason.
It's like when you get a Ritz, you know, when you get a cracker, like Eddie Murphy said, when you're hungry.
Uh huh.
You want to tear that cracker up? It's gonna be the best cracker you ever had. These preseason games tonight. Obviously, my Bears last week. I don't get to see any real Bears. They don't play Andy Miller. They don't play Trubisky. We're in action tonight. Bennett's in action tonight. The Titans got the Green Bay. this is it, John. I mean, you got Deshaun Watson back out there. You're going to see your first little shot at Saquon Barkley.
They only play for two snaps, though. That's the problem.
Well, I'll tell you who won't play just two snaps. It's Baker Mayfield.
Right. Now he'll play a lot.
He's going to get some time.
That's true.
Those Cleveland fans are going to be glued to that game.
And that's why
you got rookie quarterbacks. You got 12 games tonight. There's plenty going on. I'm going to spend a little bit of time watching Bennett's Titans.
I don't think you can.
I'm scouting. No. Bennett confirmed this for us, did he not? Are they on or not?
I can't tell by the TV guide. I'm pretty sure they are, but the best way is to listen live on 92.9.
Listen live on
92.9.
That's what we want to do anyway.
6 p.m. Mike Keith on the call.
I'll be listening to the call. I'll be listening to the call instead.
Okay.
You're doing that.
Whatever.
If it is on TV, they're going to have people that never call games calling it, so it'll sound stupid. So listen to the radio broadcast.
I have a question for you.
What's up?
Do you like the NFL or do you like the Raiders just being a... Because it seems to me, whenever we talk Titans, maybe Bears or NFL, you're not as interested. Mm-hmm. If we're talking Raiders and you got Robert Mays on, you can ask him a couple of Raiders questions, you are engaged. But if it doesn't include Raiders, if they're not relevant, you don't want to talk football. You don't want to talk NFL. Are you not a fan of the league itself?
I am a fan of the league itself. I definitely am. I like the NFL. I love the NFL. No, I do.
If you loved it, you'd be excited about it.
I don't like the Titans.
At least this first week of preseason. With the storyline.
Good for you. I don't like the Raiders.
But
it's like everybody else.
I have real reasons not to like the Titans, though. You don't have a real reason.
What are your reasons?
Yesterday, I'm glad you're getting into this because there's a story about this.
Yes.
But yesterday? You made it your claim as why you don't like the Titans. Something happened when you were a little baby.
A little baby.
I was still a Memphian.
You were 5 or 6.
I was 6 years old. I was still a Memphian.
Did you go to any? Did mom take you to any?
Of course not. Why would I ever go to those?
Okay.
Nobody did. That's the basis of the college.
I did.
But your mom told you, these bastards aren't going to be here for long, and we will hate these Titans for the rest of their time that they're in Tennessee, John. I'm putting it in you.
Whether it was
young man,
the fan experience.
I saw Cam Whalum says he's with you. I know. I'm not saying it's unfair for y'all to hold this forever. You're never going to like the Titans. But
Memphanites. We're Memphanites. You're a fan of a franchise whose owner once upon a time called Memphians Memphanites.
Yeah, he's dead now.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, he was still the owner.
That man throwing finger signs from the grave.
Bud Adams.
Yes.
Bud Adams. I just don't get it, man. Like, you could like the Saints. You could like the Bengals. You could like the
Ben, how old were you at that
Jags?
Time?
Jags.
It was either 7
You were older
eight,
than John.
Yeah, it was like 7, 8, 9, somewhere in that. Yeah.
7, 8, 9. He was 7, 8, 9.
He's becoming a sports fan at that age. That's when clicks in.
Dude, it's so easy to explain, and there's a lot of Titans fans in this city that are just like this. I mean, for me, I was a little kid. I was like, it was my first ever NFL game, and so, of course, I'm there with my dad at the game, and he's like, well, look, this is the home team, this is the road team, and they're doing this,
and you are how old? 32?
I'm 31. Okay. So it was either 8 or 9. Then it was 1997.
Imagine that's the experience for many that are your age here in Memphis.
It's going to be your first team.
Listen, most Memphians do not like the Titans.
His age or below.
I've said this multiple times.
Because in many instances, it'll be your first team.
I've said this multiple times. I can't help who I'm a fan of. Like, I was a kid, and that's the team that I latched onto as a child. So, of course.
Your first team. You had not had one before then.
No.
And they're here at that time, so I'm imagining for
first
his age
NFL
group, John.
Game. Yep.
What are you closing your eyes for?
It's just a horrible pick. It's a horrible thing to be born into. I feel bad for you.
Yeah, enjoy Las Vegas.
At least you were born into, my first team, because I'm a Memphian, was the Tigers. That was my first.
Well, obviously that was mine too, John.
No, you just said it was the Titans.
Pro team.
I said my first NFL game, John.
You're picking pro teams.
Mine was the Raiders and the XFL.
I've been going to Tiger football and basketball games since before I could walk, bro. Don't even try that crap.
And the XFL. I went to XFL game in the Liberty Bowl. True Memphian.
Well, you know why I'm so excited about Chicago Cincinnati tonight? Because it's the official start of the Anthony Miller era. He did not play last week, obviously, against Baltimore. He will get reps tonight. I hope significant ones. It's starting, man. Can you sense how excited I am?
No, it'd be good. It'd be good for him to play for sure. I will be a little.
See, that's the best part about being a Bear fan right now in Memphis. Is I got folks that maybe got no idea, don't know, they never rooted for the Bears or anything. They care now. They care why? Because Andy Mills there. I'm relevant. You're not. Oh, it feels good.
We have John Gruden as a coach. Of course, I'm relevant.
Man.
What's that supposed to do, Bennett? What's that supposed to mean to us, Bennett? What's that supposed to mean to us?
When was the last time he was relevant on the sidelines?
Check out how many TV games we got.
Who do we just have Robert Mays on yesterday saying, if it's just coming down to coaching football, you feel good about Gruden. Mm-hmm. But if it comes down to wanting to have all the power and you're making all the personnel, which it seems to be.
Why do y'all hate the Raiders so much?
It's not about hate.
Oh, it's me. It's me. That's what it is. It's you guys don't like the Raiders because of me. No, I'd be interested in Cleveland.
You got Dallas San Fran tonight?
But again, though, here's the thing with the preseason. It is.
I realize a couple
football,
of series for guys.
But yeah, like it's not real football.
Dude, at this time of year,
it's
you
like,
want it.
It's like AAF football.
At this time of year, you can't wait. I mean, if you got a team you think might win, you know, at least 7-8 games, you're into it. If my Bears went a couple of years ago, you know, the last couple of years, I knew we were only going to win 4 games. I'm not as into it.
Yeah, but preseason win loss doesn't matter, though. You know what I mean?
I'm talking about my regular season record. If I think my team's going to suck, John, if I think they're going to, I'm not into it. Dude, you've got my Bears going to be relevant enough. We think the Titans are going to be relevant. This is your first taste of football again. That matters preseason or not. Am I sticking around through 4 quarters? No. Am I sticking probably through the rest of all the third? No.
Right.
But you can get excited about football being back. And tonight is the first testament that it is. You got 12 games on the slate.
12 games tonight in the NFL. Earlier today, we were also talking about Memphis football and sort of their journey to you know, increasing their fan base and increasing the season ticket holders and eventually maybe one day getting to a point where they average 45,000. Tom Bowen, the athletic director, wants to do it this year. That's the goal, he said on 92.9, to average 45,000.
Context important
this
in
year.
This discussion.
It is. Now, last year, just to kind of give you an idea, last year they averaged 33,000 and change. And as we've already said, that was affected, you know, negatively by weather. I mean, whether it was a monsoon, whether it was too hot. I feel like there was one more. I feel like it rained
one
during
more weather
Tulane.
Game. I think you're right.
I think it rained during a Tulane game. And it's just the facts of the matter. Like, you're not going to want to go outside if it's raining. You know, like, it's just, you're not going to break that.
Remember, UCF got postponed.
That's right.
Because of it.
That's right.
That may be what we're thinking about.
No, UCF. Yeah, UCF was a road game, right?
Uh-huh.
It was because the hurricane. That's what happened. But 33,000 and change was the attendance last season. The season before that, I believe they were 36 and change. And the season before that, 43. Now, again, that 43,802 number included a sellout crowd versus a ranked Ole Miss team.
Yeah.
And that was also a win, important, in terms of the momentum. Because they then, after that Ole Miss game, got 50,000 for Navy. And that was really the game where I was like, whoa, it can be done. Because when you get 50,000 for, I believe Navy was unranked. They were good, but they were unranked.
Right.
That was the point. I remember that game and thinking, maybe it can happen at Memphis. Maybe they can consistently draw 50,000 or so for home games, and they lose the game, and then it's never quite the same. Justin Fuente leaves. Paxton Lynch does throw 7 touchdowns against SMU in the home finale, but it's never quite the same. And then I think sort of to explain, you know, the next season and the attendance, the next season, Fuente was gone, Paxton Lynch was gone. You weren't starting over completely, but it was a new, you know, it was a blank slate basically,
mm-hmm.
And you're going to lose some casual fans when that happens.
I don't know. The number to me that's most important isn't even, you know, it isn't the 45, it isn't the, you know, what the Tigers were last year. It's that UCF number to me. I think that's the number, you know, 36,000 last year with the season they had.
Right.
To me, that's the context that you need. And to get it anywhere around there or up to 40, again, make the point again, that were 6-7 years ago, people are talking about this program as one of the worst in college football should you disband it, get
right.
rid of it.
Right.
To get to this point now where you're possibly, maybe even going to hit it this year, where you can lead the AAC in attendance, whether that's around 36, maybe we're thinking that 40 is possible.
Well, it's been done.
It's all, I mean, yes, 45, 7th there is a great goal, but if they don't reach 45, let's not look at this thing and say, oh man, fan base got to be better or this ain't a success, because it is.
Right.
It is when you keep it in context, look where you've been.
Yep.
And look at where you can possibly go. Getting it up to 40 would be incredible. I don't know. You know, with this schedule, I'm not sure you can do it. At 45, I think, is out of the question.
Well,
let's do this.
Let's go through the schedule
But to finish that off, the one point you got, though, John, if they roll And right, and we talked about these first three home games. I mean, they should be blowouts. If you keep the thing rolling, right, and maybe you keep that zero on that L side, right, it starts to build where it doesn't matter if a Navy's coming in or whoever toward that end of the season. People are just coming because they want to be part of something special.
Man, playing Navy on the road, though, the second game of the damn year.
Would be nice to have Navy here and not, and then secondly, not have them second game of the year. You're exactly right.
That's going to be tough because it just requires so much discipline against
Well, the problem is we don't see, I mean, Brady's going to have to be good and settled in by then, right, to beat Navy. Because we've seen that game before. We've seen this movie 1,000 times. I don't care how much that Tigers defense is going to improve. We all think it's going to be better than it has been the last couple of years.
Yep.
You can't stop that train, man. Right. Eventually, it just keeps hitting you, and there's a breakthrough. And that's the thing. You have to be so disciplined. They wear you out. And so what's the point? You got to score in that game. And if Brady is not, you know, if he's not comfortable in there at that point yet. And look, I mean, by all accounts, he's been great other than the deep ball so far in practice. So he could be ready for that game. Right? Maybe he's going to bust him up with the intermediate routes. Do that, whatever. My point is, if he's settled, you got the chance there. If he's not, if you're still trying to decide, oh, man, maybe we need to go to Dave, you got no chance. But, John, I'm hoping he is settled. He's the guy.
Let's do this exercise. So if the goal is 45,000.
Mike's a quarterback whisperer.
If the goal is 45,000 a game, right, to average for the season, let's go through each of their home games and determine for that game if they will get 45,000 or not.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Are you ready? Here we go. First game of the year. It's the home opener versus Mercer. 45,000 or not?
No.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say they do because I'm looking at the schedule across college football. It's not great. It is the opening weekend, but I don't see any, like, super great matchups of Power 5 teams. I mean, it's just not a great slate. Like, Tennessee's playing West Virginia. I guess that's decent, but it's a lot of these are cupcakes. So I'm going to go 45,000. I said they get it for the opener.
You going?
I agree. 45,000 for the opener.
They could get 38, 39, 40,000 people in there for Mercer. That is a huge crowd.
I'm not saying it's not a huge crowd.
And it's probably where it's going to be around.
You're not saying they're not going to have a huge crowd. I'm just saying I think they're going to get 45.
I'll let you do it. Go ahead. I'll let you and Ben do it.
You don't think they're going to get
45? A lot of people. Y'all talking about for Mercer they're coming out.
They're coming out to celebrate a 10-win, the best year ever.
I get it. The first game, Aaron. Hopefully we had beautiful weather. I want all that. I'm just saying I think you guys are a little on the high side.
We are, of course, stipulating good weather. They're coming back to Memphis after a game against Navy versus Georgia State. 45,000 or not?
First three home games, no.
They will not get 45,000 against Georgia State. If they beat
Navy,
again,
this is a sketch. It's not all of Memphis's fault. No one wants to play that. You would rather have a big time Power Five school in those first four games, right? Have somebody like a UCLA. They're not. They don't want to play you right now.
South Alabama. Right? The answer is no.
They don't want you.
So yes, I think they will for the season opener. I don't think they will. Well,
John, you're gonna need some big games to average 45.
The following two home games. All right, the fourth home game is UConn, Memphis. They get 45,000 for that.
When is it?
Did you not skip? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was looking at Tulane. That's on the road.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're bringing this up because I'm going to say it right now. You know how we were operating on the assumption that Memphis Madness would be around the 19th? It's typically when it is. We looked at the Grizzlies preseason schedule, the concerts, figured the 19th was a good date. I've heard.
Y'all skipped a game.
No, we didn't.
Y'all didn't say South Alabama.
Yeah, we did.
I said we didn't ding or buzz.
Yeah, we said for the first three home games.
Ben, are you going to let me break this news or what?
Sorry, go ahead. I wanted to build the.
I can tell. I'm told now Memphis Madness could be as early as October 4th. That's a Thursday.
Wow.
And it comes up because you were going to the next home game on the football schedule. That's UConn. We had talked about that 19th date.
Right.
Memphis Madness. If you're going to have all those prospects in there, that's an official visit time. Memphis is on the road that week. They're playing Missouri.
Yep.
You don't have a football game to tie it to. As far as I know, and you guys can check the schedules for the forum around October 4th. And keep in mind, basketball practice, it's 42 days you can start. And
42 days to get 30
before practice. Before your first game.
Yeah.
So this would be a lot of teams starting early October. They've got so October 4th, you guys could check schedules. I think Memphis Madness could be that early. So on the 4th, you'd have this UConn.
Wow.
You're tying those visits down to a football game.
Remember, insanely early.
Yeah. It's earlier than we usually do it. Yeah. But what I'm hearing is that it could be on the 4th. That's a Thursday, John.
So Memphis Madness, the biggest Memphis Madness of them all, could be earlier than ever.
And where would that fall in DJ? I know we're switching between basketball and football pretty fast here, but where would that fall in DJ's visits? Remember, we were saying that the 19th would have been the last one.
No, he's got an opening. It would fall. No. It would fall after his Mississippi school.
As an opening, but I'm asking you that to say, is there one after? Would Memphis still be last?
No.
If the fourth, no. There's one more in there. Alabama's last.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't go on that visit.
Yeah, he would not make.
He would not make that visit, would he? No. So anyway, point is,
Memphis Madness probably October 4th, based on what you.
Yeah, know. Yeah, going through that schedule, and I got to it based on your you were switching
all right,
down
there
to
go.
UConn.
Let me mark that week off on my schedule.
There you go.
I'm gonna need a whole week to prepare for that one.
October 4th, folks, that's what I'm hearing.
All right, October 6th, UConn Memphis. So I'm one of three so far for Memphis home games getting 45,000 or more.
Yeah.
UConn Memphis, that's the fourth home game of the season.
Depends, John. You tell me this: did they beat Navy?
Sure. And they're coming into that game 1-2-3. They're 5-0.
If they're coming to that game 5-0, I'm giving you 45,000.
I'll agree. That's 2-4.
If
now
they're
we're
5-0,
if they're 5-0, what if they're 4-1?
Mm-mm.
Then not.
Nope.
I agree with you. So if they're 4-0, they'll get 45 for UConn. If they're not, they will not. I agree with you completely. UCF Memphis the next week. That's here at home.
Time to show up and show out, baby.
Not out. Yep.
I mean, that's one of the two games on this schedule that's attractive. Mm-hmm. You want to be there. For sure.
Potential Heisman.
Yep.
No question.
Runner,
Milton.
Yeah. Milton.
Then you're on the road. For
owe them.
You're on the road for the next 2 weeks at Missouri, at East Carolina. You come back the 10th of November versus Tulsa.
Again, it depends on how the season's going. If you got it special and things are rolling, and maybe you did beat UCF
That's
and you had a special
stretch.
I know. I realize that.
You know.
It doesn't matter the Missouri game. If you're top of the league in the AAC right there, it's still special.
Because I'm going to say no.
Around that time last year.
I was trying to gas you up.
Didn't they have a decent crowd for East Carolina last year?
Yeah, it was senior. It was senior night. Senior day, wasn't it?
Was it super great?
But it wasn't. I don't remember it being. I was out there with Chris.
It was a daytime game.
It was a
nice day,
11
actually.
Game or something like that, yes. Yeah. I'm going to say no, though.
Me too.
Okay.
Then they have SMU on the road. And then they finish with Houston.
Yes.
Thanksgiving week. I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
So I think,
would you get three of them?
And one was sort of with an asterisk, but it looks like three out of the six. We think three out of six, 50%, would be 45,000.
Well, it won't get you to an average of 45, but it might get you to an average of 40.
I think 40,000 is definitely
That's what I'm shooting for. And I like the Tom aimed high. I think that's probably what they're shooting for.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You shoot out high.
No question about it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. Jeff Coggins will join us. We'll talk to him about many things, including Penny Hardaway, as always. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis's NFL station. Listen for the Titans game against the Packers tonight. Coverage at 6 p.m., kickoff at 7 p.m., live on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Mike Keith, and you're listening to Memphis's home of the Tennessee Titans.
This is Taylor Lewan, and you're listening to Memphis's home of the Tennessee Titans. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the Titans on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Whoa, hey, everyone settle down. What's all the commotion about? There's a new instant game launching in August. It's only a dollar? And there are 12 different versions featuring 12 different dogs?
Celebrate the dog days of summer with a new Lucky Dog instant game. Collect the whole litter today, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. And here's a summer classic from the Tennessee Lottery.
I got that summer scratch and fever, and I know just what to do. Play new August instant games, just a few will do. I'm ready to play and press all my luck. And best of all, I can play for just a buck. Summer scratch and fever, summer scratch and fever, summer scratch and fever, yeah.
August instant games, new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Now is the perfect time to start organizing that messy garage, your closets, and kitchen pantries. And if you're thinking about doing it, this is Gary Parrish with a suggestion. And that suggestion is to check out More Than Closets, which is locally owned and operated and a business that's been serving families in the Mid-South since 1995. More Than Closets has a showroom in Cordova if you want to see their work up close. But either way, here's the deal. You call and you set up an appointment. They come in, measure the space, take pictures, ask questions about what you want and need. Then they go back to the office, build out what your closet or anything else will look like, and you're going to get a 3D render of the final product. And if you don't like it, Or if the price is out of your range, no problem. You just walk away. There's no charge or obligation, meaning there's no risk in calling and setting up that appointment. So call and set up that appointment with More Than Closets. There's a lifetime warranty on all work for as long as you own the home. That's More Than Closets at 7740 Trinity Road. And you can reach them by phone at 901-937-1880. That's 901-937-1880. That's More Than Closets, storage solutions to fit your space, your stuff, and your style on the web, morethancloses.com.
Listen up. Lessons from Snoop. Start with the basics. Everyone thinks it's all about the car and the clothes. But start with the skin. Start with the hair. And make sure down there is working. So what we gonna do right here? We gonna get dressed, look fresh. I never promise anything, but here's one thing I'm gonna promise. From me to you, go to forhims.com and get your game together. So you can look good, feel good, and perform well in the bedroom. Go to forhims.com, the wellness brand for men. They got a one-stop shop for your hair, your skin, and even for your hairline. It's $5. $5 to try it out, man. And it comes right to your crib. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Go to forhims.com/fresh. FORHIMS.com/fresh. For him, /fresh. Go.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that Platinum Jewelers is here in Memphis and ready to help you get the perfect piece of jewelry for any occasion. I've obviously been telling you about them for years. And let the record show, I was a customer at Platinum Jewelers long before I became an endorser of Platinum Jewelers, evidence being that my wife's wedding ring was bought there years in advance of me even having a radio show. They specialize in custom engagement rings, wedding sets, eternity bands, pendants, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, basically anything you can imagine. Hand to heart, it is where I shop. It's also where two-time NBA champion and current Memphis basketball assistant Mike Miller shops. It's where Super Bowl champion Stephen Gostkowski shops. It's where Memphis football coach Mike Norvell shops. And it's where you ought to be shopping too for all your jewelry needs. And it's also worth noting that if you have a diamond or men's or women's Rolex that you'd like to sell, Platinum Jewelers will buy it from you, straight cash, homie. There are two locations in the area, one in East Memphis, the other in Cordova. A simple Google search will find them for you. That's Platinum Jewelers, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis. They're on Facebook, Twitter, and also on the web, PlatinumJewelers.com.
Thanks to the internet, you can have almost anything delivered to you, from a doghouse to an inflatable T-Rex costume. So why do you have to drive all the way across town to test drive a new car? Well, at Hyundai, it's now possible to have the test drive come to you, wherever you want. We call it Flexible Test Drive, and it's just one part of our all-new Shopper Assurance program, designed to save you time, hassle, and headache. Car buying made easier. It's possible with Hyundai Shopper Assurance. Test drive subject to dealer personnel and vehicle availability. See participating Hyundai dealers or HyundaiUSA.com/shopperassurance for full terms and conditions.
No matter the job, turn to one company for all your equipment needs. It's Sunbelt Rentals. They're more than just backhoes and aerial lifts. In addition to the industry's broadest range of tools and equipment for contractors and DIYers, they also offer specialized equipment backed by technical expertise for your scaffolding, climate control, power generation, and pumping needs. Sunbelt can provide expert advice and the equipment to keep any project on time and on budget. Call 1-800-NO-SWEAT to let Sunbelt Rentals in Memphis help equip your next project for success.
Guys, when you're feeling fresh, you've got that confidence, you've got that swagger, you're looking crisp, and when we look crisp and have all that, we play well, we work well. We all know it's easy to lose that look, easy to lose that smooth feel in Memphis when it's crazy hot and humid like it is in the summertime. It's easy to lose it. So let me tell you the way to keep it. You do it with Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant. I'm telling you, just pop it on early in the morning, roll out of bed. It'll keep you feeling so fresh, so clean in this Memphis heat. You won't have to worry about it throughout the rest of the day, whether you're at a day party, an outdoor festival, barbecue, or just working. Maybe it's hot on the job. You want to make sure you stay fresh, stay fly all day. So give Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant to try to beat this Memphis heat and humidity and look cool while doing it. Old Spice does this by offering superior sweat protection, better than the rest. Don't let the heat beat you. Memphis, beat it with Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant. It's the perfect wingman to keep you fresh and clean at all the outdoor festivals and day parties and barbecues we've got going on in Memphis for the rest of the summer.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So we can't fix that. I'm so scratched, she mad at you. So she come for me, forget that.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Thursday at this time, we talk to the one, the only, Jeff Calkins, who we brought into by the music of the Memphis Madness.
Big facts.
Performer. Not yet announced, but we believe will be the performer. He joins us now. Jeff, are you familiar with the work of Moneybagg Yo?
Moneybagg Yo.
That's,
no.
That's his
Get
name.
Familiar with him, Jeff. I believe he's going to be your performer in Memphis
Madness. I'm going to email you some lyrics
he
that
went
you
to
can
Mitchell.
Read on
He went to
on
Mitchell,
radio.
Jeff. He went to Mitchell High School.
Really?
Yep. Big time.
And his name is Moneybagg Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Is he any kin to Yo Gotti? I see the Yo. They got a Yo in common.
I believe Yo Gotti did sign him to CMG, his record label.
There you go.
And what do we think of Moneybagg Yo?
Got a nice hit called Big Facts, which we just brought you into.
And what do we think of him as a performer?
See, it does. I'm glad you asked, Jeff, because it doesn't matter what we think, doesn't matter what the fans think. It's about what James Wiseman and DJ Jeffries and Trenton Watford think. And
what do we think they're going to think? And let's be yep. more clear. What do you think they're
going to
think?
They're going to love it.
He's
well,
the there
you go, then. Yeah. If you go on there, and I was explaining this to some of our listeners who might be out there. If you go on Alex's Lomax Twitter or go on, you know, James Wiseman, whoever, DJ Jeffries, all of them. Right now, the hashtag, the big one that they use all the time, Jeff, you'll see it repeatedly, Big Facts. Well, that's a reference to Moneybagg Yo's song. You bring Moneybagg Yo into the Memphis Madness, into the forum for that night. Those prospects going to love it.
That's
They're
right.
love it. That's their guy right now.
That's right, Jeff.
And it's not just a Memphis thing. It's nationwide. He's big.
Big stacks.
Big
he's
facts. Not big stacks. Big facts.
Big what?
Big facts.
Spell that for me.
Big facts. BIGGFACTZ.
Really? Big facts. Oh, I thought like big stacks, like money.
No.
I don't know.
That's someone else's work. Big facts.
Yeah, big facts. Big facts. You went about it the wrong way, so we can't fix that.
I would use that in a sentence.
Jeff Calkins got a degree from Harvard. Big facts.
That's it. That's sweet right there.
It's sort of like the opposite of fake news, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now you're onto it.
It's like
it doesn't take you long, Jeff.
Other college coaches.
Let's be clear. It's clearly on this matter. It does take me quite some time.
You're quick. You're picking it up.
At least 5 to 7 minutes to get into the first to even hear that it was big facts rather than big stacks.
Right.
I heard big stacks, Jeff, which I would think you would be in favor of if you were. Any human being, really. But I like big facts. I'm all for big
you
facts,
behind that.
Too.
Jeff, to demonstrate that you truly grasp what it means, we're going to need you to use it in a sentence.
Okay. Here you go. Ready? Jason and John just re-upped their deal. Hashtag big facts.
That was outstanding.
Well, we didn't re-up our deal.
Jason and John just had their option picked up.
There you go.
Big facts
on your ass. That's right.
How about that? Well done. You don't have to use the hashtag, but that's an extra touch, which I can appreciate.
Well done.
Do I look dorky if I use the hashtag? Should I not use the hashtag?
No, you're going to look like you got sauce.
No, you just got to make sure you spell it right.
Do it with a Z. Don't miss it. Don't put an S. And there's two G's.
There was never any doubt that your contract would be picked up. Big facts.
There you go.
No hashtag.
This is getting better and better.
This is, I hope you start using this verbiage on your show. I think it would be good. I would think it would be a good look for you.
I'm going to have a big fact segment from now on.
Don't steal segment ideas.
That's actually a great one.
I'm gonna play the song underneath it. I probably have to get a cleaned up version, I'd take it. Is that right?
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm gonna do your big facts of the day. Today's big facts. And then, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be hip suddenly as I wheel in on my 57th birthday. We're going to have the big facts of the day. I'm going to be hip, and all the kids are going to be listening to me for my big facts of the Z.
That is exactly right. All right, here's a big fact.
I can't wait. This is going to be fantastic. What's the big fact? No. By the way, congratulations. I've had my option picked up. Gary's had his option picked up. Eric's had his option picked up. And I don't think anyone's tweeted about it before.
It's true. I'm a trailblazer.
So I'm putting aside the fact that you're the first person to have their option picked up, John, to actually tweet about it. But I'm putting that aside to actually say that when I saw that, I was, yes, I wrote my eyes just a little, big facts. But I also... you guys absolutely kill it. Big fact. So it was it was never any doubt. And I really do think, and I said this on my show, that you guys came in a hard spot and absolutely have crushed it. And some of it's because of Jason's charm. Some of it's because of whatever you bring, John.
Yes.
And then
thank you.
But it's people really, I think, really should know is you guys bust your tail. And I do think that that's, if you didn't bust your tail, it wouldn't be the show it is. Big fact. So there you go.
Very nice. Very nice of you, Jeff.
And congratulations on. And listen, when I get my option picked up, I'm going
to tweet it. You better tweet it. You got to tweet it. You got no choice.
It's happened twice, and I never occurred to me to tweet it.
The precedent has been set.
Every time my paycheck comes in every 2 weeks, I may start retweeting
this guy finally gets a raise, and he wants to start tweeting his paycheck.
I didn't get a raise, but I mean, just that when it arrived, they're still paying me here at 92.9. Big fact.
Tag John with a picture of that check.
your pay stub. Yeah. And you're gonna say big facts when you tweet the paycheck?
I would not, because let's be honest, I'm underpaid, so I would not do that. I'm like
you're like Nick Saban. You're exactly right.
I'm exactly like Nick Saban. That's about what I was gonna say. I'm exactly like
you can never make enough money to justify the value you bring to the entities that employ you.
That's probably true, but they could try harder.
Are they?
No, I'm just kidding. That's a message. Just kidding. I'm very happy.
Somebody's up for a new contract.
And I don't actually think I know that I am, but I'm happy about you guys. I'm happy to know that you're not being kicked to the curb and that you are, in fact, the triumph that I think you are. So
let me tell you something.
You're pretty good yourself. Yeah.
Can I give you my dream? My dream is to one day not know when my contract is up for negotiation. I want to have so much money that I just don't know when my contract is up.
It'd be a nice place.
It's a real luxury. Jeff's like, I don't know. Is my contract up? I have no idea if it's up or not. I guess they'll let me know.
I really don't. I thought it was, but you keep telling me it's not. So
you're taking your monitoring,
John?
John? Jeff's contract.
Here's the truth. About every 6 months, I have to ask Dan Barron to email me my contract because I've lost it. That's true. I got no idea. We never had a contract before radio. Jason, you know this.
Yep.
In the newspaper business, there was never, you and I work day to day. And so to have a contract is a different kind of a deal. Yeah.
And
Gary's got a contract and an agent. Like, that's an even all that different kind of a deal. Different
level. That is, you're exactly right. I have another big fact for you, Jeff.
What's that?
James Wiseman is enrolled at East High School.
That's what I guess.
And he's taking classes. And he's not just enrolled, but he's in class, apparently, which means he has started the school year at East High School. What do you make of that big fact?
First of all, I wanted to know what it did to the John Martin percentage-o-meter. Where were we last, Jason, on James Wiseman and John Martin?
51.
Yeah, it had dipped to 51.
It never dipped. No. It just stayed at 51.
It was always 51?
Yeah.
I don't think that's correct.
No.
Trenton had gone down to 51, John. Your Wiseman was higher than 51.
Oh, was it?
Was
he 58? No, he was 58.
Trenton Wiseman, 57.5.
Okay, 57.5.
Yeah, no, it's Trenton Watford that dropped plummeted to 51.
I look like a clairvoyant there, don't I?
I don't know about that.
I look like a clairvoyant.
Are you keeping it at 51 right now? Where's the Trenton Watford?
I'm keeping it at 51. May dip it to 49.
You might move it to 49.
I may dip it to 49.
Whoa. Brother, you don't need to do that.
It just depends on how I feel today. We'll keep it at 51 if you want, but
now where is DJ right now on the meter?
99.6.
Okay. And where is James Wiseman? It's still 57.5. It hasn't changed.
James Wiseman has moved up to 65%.
I love the precision of all this.
Yeah.
I try to take it seriously.
Right. No. You can't
do this. Like, this is life or death. Like, you can't do this flip.
Right. You got to get the percentages exactly right.
So with the news that he's starting in Memphis for his senior year, they stay in Memphis for his senior year. Absolutely. It's going up to 65. Hell, I may put it to 72. I don't know if I'm feeling frisky.
And now with that plus Moneybag Yo coming.
Yep.
And it's funny because we were talking today on my show about the Grizzlies offseason and. Whereas, like, everyone thinks it's been a good offseason. Yeah. But the way I explained it was, I think people think the Grizzlies offseason has been a good offseason in the sort of intellectual nodding. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, yeah, son, that's a good idea. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. And in the sort of intellectual think with your head, acknowledge it's been a good offseason. I do think there's a little pitter-patter of hearts when it comes to Janet Jackson Jr. Like, that's the one thing that can, when you think of like game one or when you think of blocking shots, like, that's the one thing that can get your heart stirring. But largely, to the extent the Grizzlies think about the, fans think about the Grizzlies offseason, it's intellectually acknowledging, seems like a pretty good offseason, right? Whereas with the Tigers, it's this crazy irrational exuberance that comes from not just sort of saying, oh, yeah, this is good, but from all of the giddiness and that you could possibly muster. I don't know. I would ask you this. Right now, is there a fan base in the country that is more excited about its basketball team than the University of Memphis fan base?
Maybe Kansas.
What do you think, John?
I mean, they're loaded. Kansas, absolutely loaded.
Like, as of today, right now?
Like, you're saying right now, Jeff?
They're
going
to be a better basketball team, but don't they partly just accept that for granted?
Well, no, that's true. That's true. It's supposed to be the same every year. Yeah, I mean, they're always, no question.
I mean, always.
I mean, to your point, Jeff, just to kind of roll with your point, we just had Paul Feinbaum on. We got a ton of football questions to ask him. He told us, hold on. I'm so happy that Memphis has finally got a real basketball coach. That Tubby Smith didn't work. Josh Pastner, I never believed. Paul Feinbaum is talking about Kenny Hardaway telling us to shut up with our football questions. Like, to your point. Like, I don't.
Jeff signed off on the segment by yelling, "Go Tigers."
Did he? He did not.
He did.
He literally did that, man.
Go Tigers. Good for Paul. I bet, I will say this. What do you think the odds are that Paul in his life has used the expression Tiger High?
Okay. Well, back in the day, he
actually talked about that when he was saying we were talking about the football program. He was basically saying there was a time where I never thought I'd see this, and we were, you know, we would joke right. about you. Yeah. Oh, those were, believe me, that came out of his mouth.
Oh,
back
yeah.
In the
no,
day.
He
He's
used to.
UT
yeah.
guy.
He,
yeah.
Well, and in fairness, it deserved it. So, I mean, anything you could have said about that football program, most of it was deserved. So I totally understand that. But yes, to have. My point is this, to have a guy who actually has talked openly about calling, who was, I recall him before calling Memphis Tiger High, ending with Go Tigers, speaks to...
Everything
speaks
you
to
just
the,
said. Yep.
The power of it.
Yeah.
You know, it speaks to the power of the power of Penny. And again, like, you sure hope that he goes to Memphis at this point. Like, now you're reaching the point, I actually do think about this a little bit, is that there was a time with James Wiseman where I would have said, and I did say, that Memphis doesn't have to get him for this to be a success.
Yeah,
and I still believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But I sort of said, yeah, it's gravy if they get him. Like, it would be the best thing ever if they get him, and it would be wonderful fun. But people acknowledge that this is John Calipari in Kentucky they're going up against. And so there's not this expectation, and it's not. It'll be deflating if he doesn't come, but it won't be that deflating as long as the class is really good and people believe in Penny. And that's what I sort of said. And I said that both on the air, but then whatever, SI Sports Illustrated would come in and do a story on him and ask me that question. That's what I sort of said to everybody. Mm-hmm. I do think we're reaching the point, particularly as John's percentage-o-meter continues to rise, we're reaching the point where if he doesn't come to Memphis, it's going to feel very different than 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And that's the risk you take. Like, you're glad that it's becoming more likely that he is, obviously.
Right.
But don't you think at this point that if he, for whatever reason, if it turned, if he did not, it right now, it would be, the way people are feeling now would be much more deflating than we felt about this in May.
It's true. But Jason and I had this conversation not too long ago, right? And Jason, you know, he reminded me, getting James Wiseman is why Penny Hardaway was hired. I mean, it was a big part of it. Him being not just getting involved, but ultimately landing him was a big motivating factor, you know, for why the change was made when it was. I mean, that we can't ignore a run from that.
I think it was Wiseman and everyone else. It was. I mean, Wiseman sort of symbolizes recruiting, but I think if you. I mean, and I do believe in the timing. It's partly why. You only got one shot at James White.
Correct. The number one player in the country, yeah.
But I'll tell you this. I don't think when David Rudd made that change that he necessarily – if you went David Rudd with a David Rudd-o-meter, I don't think he would have said he's going to get James Wiseman necessarily. He wouldn't have – we did this because he's going to get James Wiseman. I think he, I do think to Jason's point, he did it because – let's be honest. First, he did it because they were bleeding money, and we—that was
well
established.
Yes.
They were bleeding. These all things are connected, but they did it because they were bleeding money, and they had an easy, a ridiculously easy way out because of Penny there, because Penny was willing to take half the pay. Because right now they're paying coaches exactly as much as they were, pretty much as they were paying coaches before, because of the way Tubby's contract was structured, and because they just now. Then you throw in the fact that it is, why wait a year and let more damage be done in recruiting and let James Wiseman spend his year in Kentucky and let, I think that was part of it too. I think it was James Wiseman and the James Wisemans of the world are why,
yeah, it's
are
all,
why the
it's
change
collective.
Was made.
No doubt. It's collective.
Yeah, there's, and I'm still stunned. Like, it's incredible. It's on every single front, whether it's dealing with the media, which was once a question, whether it's putting away his golf clubs, which was once a question, was assembling a staff, which was once a question, whether it was running a higher, you know, and then, of course, whether it was he could actually land the dudes and whether he could get one of the point guards. We knew he'd get one, but the idea that he could get both, like, on and on and on, every single question has been answered in the affirmative. And so, and then to have James Wiseman over there sitting at East High School is... it's fantastic. Wouldn't you love to know what John Calipari was thinking when he got the definitive news that James Wiseman was going to stay at East?
Oh, I would love. I would love to because I also reported. I also broke that news too.
Isn't that fantastic? I mean, just
I broke DJ Jeffries and I broke this news, so he definitely knows who I am now.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, it still stings, doesn't it, man?
It does. It never. You just. It's one of those things you never quite get.
Jason, you're with a good. What was it exactly? I don't know who John is.
John, I don't know who you are. Well, you're with a good man there.
Yeah.
Which I have no problem. You know I have no problem with the second half of that statement.
You know what he did? He just motivated you.
Frankly,
John.
It's the fire. Exactly, it's the fire underneath this show, isn't it, John?
He lit a fire under you, and exactly right. And now you're breaking anti-Kentucky news at every turn.
I'm a little like Cal in that way, where I have to kind of create things that drive me. Like I have to manipulate, you know what I mean, narratives that keep me going.
Actually, it's an interesting thing you just said. That I think that's true.
Oh, there's no question.
I think you do. You look for reasons to be offended. To motivate. That's exactly true.
Yes. No, it's I don't know if it's a flaw or it's a, I don't know what it is, but I create and invent things that I think people might have said or might think. And,
you're like Joe Jackson, man.
And they keep me going. Except, unlike Joe, I don't sell ecstasy.
John did not come from much. I don't mean much in the terms like John was, and I think it's the same thing with you. Like, people understand that. You came from, your mother loves you dearly and took care of you, and you never were hungry or whatever else, but you didn't come from a whole lot. And
right.
Don't you think that's partly?
Absolutely. Because I'm here now, and I don't ever want to let it go.
And if you start walking with a limp, the picture will be complete.
That's
you
right.
You and John.
That's what, you're exactly right. Jeff, you'll be back in studio tomorrow. Big fact.
Safe travels
in.
I'll
be in studio tomorrow. Big fact.
We look forward to hearing you, man.
Thank you. For the segment. We'll break out the new segment, the big fact segment.
You're welcome.
It,
you're welcome. This one small way I can pay you
thank
back
you, man.
Is Jeff. I apologize for that. I apologize.
That was uncalled for, John.
It was. I apologize.
We were trying to be better than that.
I feel bad about it, man. I feel bad about it.
It's good that you do. It's good that you feel bad. That means pride.
Let me take that back.
Because if you didn't feel bad, we wouldn't have made
it. It was a low blow.
You had a Jeff. Oh.
That's the way. He's a Spartan. I shouldn't have done that.
This is Sparta!
All right, we'll come back.
Shot at Joe
Wrap
Jackson.
It all up. Jason and John on 89FM, ESPN.
Does your small business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, Not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others? Nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet from Comcast Business for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you get two voice mobility lines. Offer ends 9/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 2-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to 2 Comcast Business voice mobility lines at additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FL EF 0000279. TN ACL 2006. AZROC 307346. CACSLV 1028256. ORCCB 199939. Call for details.
Summer is finally here. Lots of days at the pool, lots of nights on the grill. And if you're looking for a drink to contribute to all the fun, this is Gary Parish reminding you to do what I do and grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It is 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. It's filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. You can use it to make a screwdriver or a cosmopolitan, a White Russian, a Bloody Mary, or as I've told you for years now, New Amsterdam Vodka is so smooth, you can just drink it straight if you want. Yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's now the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, they got a whole bunch of those as well. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Try one, try them all, mix them together. It doesn't matter to me. Just make sure to purchase New Amsterdam Vodka next time you're in a restaurant, bar, or wine and spirit store. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can waste up to 10% of engine performance. Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
Hey, this is Gary Parish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. And at this point, you should know, Danny Morrison Roofing is known as the home of the free roof. Danny's team has built a reputation for timely and professional roof repair and roof replacement with attention to detail, and they have the ability to work with insurance companies to make sure customers who qualify for a new roof can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in just one day. And if for any reason you're not completely happy with your roof, Danny and his team will ensure your complete satisfaction. You want a free roofing estimate? You can get that right now. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Or visit him on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Check him out on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
Shopping at IKEA just got a whole lot easier with the new Click and Collect service. All you need to do is shop at IKEA.com. You can select a time that's convenient for you to pick up, and IKEA will have the order waiting for you when you arrive at the store. It really is that easy. Try IKEA's new Click and Collect service today. Some restrictions apply. Visit your IKEA store or online at IKEA-USA.com today for more details. IKEA. Make the dream yours.
This is Gary Parish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
So I've got some good news if you're an Xfinity customer, and if you're not, you should be. The best in-home Wi-Fi experience just got better with even faster speed. So for the second time in 6 months, Xfinity is increasing download speeds for some of its most popular internet tiers. This gives customers like me and hopefully like you even more value from your online experience, keeping up with the growing number of devices in your homes. And as the years go by, the way the technology works is you're just going to accumulate, you know, whether it's a HomePod, an iPad, PC, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, it doesn't matter. They all need the internet and they all need reliable internet. This is the 17th time in 17 years that Xfinity is increasing download speeds at no additional cost to the customer. So what are you waiting on? It's time to power your devices with Xfinity. Just call, click, or visit a store today.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Baby, you send me
the camera pans, a cocktail glass, behind the bar under the plastic plants. Find the lady with the fat diamond ring. Then you know I can't remember a damn thing. I think it's one of those deja vu things.
This guy kind of sounds like Slick Rick a little bit. He does. He sounds a little bit like Slick Rick.
No, I just needed to hear it today.
Welcome back.
Thanks, Bennett, because you know what it draws out.
John.
This.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
So sexy.
This song is sexy, is it not? You don't think this song is sexy? What is this song about? What is this song about?
Dude, don't ask me that. It's been years.
Apparently, according
to... It's called Set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
It's weird. So,
it's definitely a sex song. Weird title.
Hard to decipher.
No, it's not at all. It's a sex song. 100%. What else would it be about? Set Adrift on Memory Bliss? Sorry.
Of you.
Yeah, of you. According to Nevin Cash, not to be confused with Kevin Nash, who's on your Mount Rushmore Hall of Fame... John, me, has joined Jeff Goodman, Pete Thamel, Pat Forty, John Feinstein, Dana O'Neill, and Dan Dockich as the group of media members that BBN fans hate, Kentucky fans hate.
Oh, you joined it.
According to Nevin Cash.
Good for you.
Was Dan Dockich already on it?
Sounds like it.
I guess. I don't know.
But he defended them.
Dana O'Neill's on that list?
I guess so. I'm going to assume that most...
She was hated by any fan
people
base.
Hate Dan Dockich. So I don't know if this is special to him.
That's what we're finding out, is it?
But it's...
Most of the country.
It's special to me, damn it. It's special to me to have this fan base. I mean, I am breaking all the bad news for them. It is true.
Like, who the hell is
Coach Cal? Who is this guy?
This news leader that John didn't even know.
I mean, remember, when you talk about me, make sure you say Marconi news leader.
That's what you said. He better say.
Okay. That's all you got to remember.
Man.
But appreciate Jeff Calkins for joining us today. What?
That contract got picked up, brother. You have been...
I'm on one, huh?
You've been on
really
one since
on
it got picked
week.
Up. You've been feeling yourself.
Oh, that ain't going nowhere.
You had a new, I mean, but that said, you back it up. You lead.
I walk it like
You're
I talk it.
News leader.
Walk it like right? I talk it.
So then you
That's what the Migos say.
That's right.
You got That's what, did you see that video with Penny Hardaway and Alex Lomax where he shoots two straight, you got to get on Instagram, two straight jumpers from the balcony into the basket, no rim.
Penny made them?
Twice in a row. And then as soon as he makes the second one, he goes, walk it like I talk it. Penny Hardaway.
Man,
legend.
That's swag.
Legend.
Yes, he is.
From Go Tigers.
That one
How
is.
How about Feinbaum saying that? We finally got a real coach.
Hit it again.
Go Tigers.
There it is.
I like that one. Now, that one's got some real passion behind it. That's going to do it for us today. As always, Jason John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to Myron Metcalf. Thanks to Paul Feinbaum. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on today's show. Eric Halftime is up next. Don't you dare miss it. For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
Go Tigers.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Whoa, hey, everyone settle down. What's all the commotion about? There's a new instant game launching in August. It's only $1? And there are 12 different versions featuring 12 different dogs?
Celebrate the dog days of summer with a new Lucky Dog instant game. Collect the whole litter today, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. And here's a summer classic from the Tennessee Lottery.
I got that summer scratching fever and I know just what to do. Play new August hits and games, just a few will do. I'm ready to play and press all my luck. And best of all, I can play for just a buck. Summer scratching fever, summer scratching fever, summer scratching fever, yeah.
August instant games, new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Kroger wants to know, what are you craving? A fresh, juicy peach? Cherries bursting with sweetness? Melon that melts in your mouth? Your favorite delicious produce is just around the corner at your neighborhood Kroger. So stop in today for peak of the season freshness, priced right.
Enjoy whole seedless watermelons for $2.99 each. And Haas medium avocados or large mangoes are 69 cents each with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with the mission to be honest, fair, and trustworthy to each customer, to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage of our 60th anniversary specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
What makes a champion? Who makes a champion? I'm James Andrew Miller, best-selling author and host of the podcast series Origins. On August 8th, Origins is back with its newest chapter, Origins of a Champion.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.